Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Hebrews chapter 1, we were discussing why God created angels and what some of their angelic attributes are. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And again, we read from Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Speaking of Satan, by the way. Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. And certainly, that is what happened to Satan. But now we see the right kind of angels in verse 14. He says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation? Again, I want to refer to Henry Morris and what he states in his notes on this verse. He says, this important passage indicates that the primary reason why God created the angels is so they could serve to implement his purpose in creating and redeeming men and women in his own image. Angels possess great wisdom, 2 Samuel 14:20, great strength, Psalm 103, verse 20. Great speed, Daniel 9:21, and great numbers, Hebrews 12:22. They accomplish their ministry on behalf of the heirs of salvation in various ways, including instruction, deliverance, comfort, and reception at death. They were created to be ministering spirits, continually sent forth to minister, that is, to serve those who are the heirs or shall be heirs of salvation. Now, we know that in heaven, that babies have ministering spirits who behold the face of their father in their behalf. Matthew 18, verse 10, take heed, despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Now, they're always beholding the face of the Father. They're certainly not down here as guardian angels, are they? Now, the word angel occurs 108 times in the 39 books of the Old Testament, while the word angel appears 165 times in the New Testament's 27 books. Angels were held in high esteem by the Jews because they are God's servants. And they help give God's law or deliver the law from God to these prophets. And they help to protect Israel. But in heaven, angels will be judged by us. Just like we read back in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3, where it says, know ye not that we shall judge angels? And so we find out that as the children of God, we are God's children. The angels are his servants or ministering spirits in the household of God. So when it says we shall judge angels, it doesn't mean that we're determining whether they've been good or bad. It means that in heaven, we'll have authority over them. And there'll be angels there for us. But that's not in this life. That's in the life to come. Perhaps we will employ them as we rule and reign with Christ to carry out the will of God in the eternal kingdom. But you'll notice there in verse 14, he says, sent forth and shall be, and finally, heirs of salvation. Now, sent forth is a present passive in the Greek, meaning continuous action, but it's passive in that they are not sent at their own will, but at the will of another, which is God, in the person of Jesus Christ. Christ is king. They are servants. My friend, there is no comparison. Now, that refutes a Jewish belief of Genesis when God says, "Let us make man in our image." There were rabbinic scholars that taught that God is speaking to the angels and makes the statement to the angels, thereby placing us and God in the image of angels. That is one reason I believe the Holy Spirit addressed this book to the Hebrew believers in Christ, because they needed to see that they were sent forth, but they were created beings, and we were not created in their likeness. We are created in the likeness of our Lord. And then he goes on to say, shall be. That also is a present participle, speaking of a continuous action, but it does not have the passive with it. In other words, they have a personal responsibility to continue in their ministry. And so, it says there, for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Now, heirs of is a present infinitive. It is also continuous action without implying the time. In other words, their work begins when you got saved. But God gives you the free will to decide to accept him or not. And when you do, these angels have a ministry. But it must be kept in mind, we do not have guardian angels, as some would pretend to speak or teach. Angels have various ministries like we do. For example, here's a child that goes to a church that also has a Christian school. That child is under his parents, under the pastor, under the principal, under the teacher, as well as others within the local church. But those same people minister to others as well. In other words, you don't have an angel that ministers only to you. He'll be ministering in other lives as well. And he will minister within that capacity as an angel. So our Christ is incomparable even to high-ranking angels. We're not calling on angels for our help. We're not calling on angels for deliverance. We don't call on angels for direction or to find out God's will or anything else. Even in the Old Testament, it wasn't until people called on the Lord that sometimes he would send his angel. So we're not to be praying to angels. We're not to be worshiping them. They also are created beings. Now, the difference with angels and us, we had Adam and Eve that were created, and then you and I are procreations. We're not new ones, each person a newly created person, but rather we're procreated. Each angel is a separate creation. That's why the angels cannot have a Savior, because Jesus would have to die for each one each time. Whereas Christ died for all men for all sin, because each angel is a separate creation, it would take many, many spiritual deaths for him to pay their price. Now let me say this. Angels had greater light. Theirs is not a thing of faith because they had greater light. They already have seen all these things. You and I have to receive or reject Jesus Christ by faith. So that's the difference. And so he closed out there saying, these angels help to minister to us who are to be heirs of salvation. Can you see the love of God in that? He sent these angels for the sole purpose of ministering, doing things in your life in order that you might be saved. And then after you're saved, they're there and they help to lead you in ways that you're not aware of. You're just not aware of it. Again, don't worship angels. Worship the Lord. I'm going to call upon God I'm going to call upon him. My help cometh from the Lord. And that's even in the Old Testament. My help is not from the angels. The angels are sent by the Lord in that help. But my help cometh from the Lord. And so, my friend, as we conclude this first chapter of Hebrews, let me ask you, what are you depending upon for your salvation? You must realize that Jesus Christ was Almighty God come in the flesh. He always was. He always existed in eternity past. But seeing that there would be no way that the man he created in his image could be saved and have eternal life, but rather would have to suffer with the devil and his angels in that eternal lake of fire, he humbled himself, emptied himself of heaven's glory to come to this earth to take on human flesh. He was 100% God, but in flesh that was 100% man with a human spirit. He never sinned, not one time, that he might be an acceptable sacrifice, because the sacrifice for our sin had to be one without sin. And Jesus was that. When Jesus was dying on the cross, he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He was dying for all sin for all time. He died for me. He died for you. When he died, his body was placed in his tomb. The spirit of him went down into the depths of hell. The Bible says he preached to the spirits in prison. Now, he wasn't tormented down there. He wasn't tortured down there, because it was his spirit that went down there, and he is one that will actually do the tormenting in hell. But 3 days later, his spirit re-entered his body, and his body arose from the dead. He was victorious over hell and death. And the Bible says that he has the keys of both hell and death. That is why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. Jesus is your only way of salvation. Now, there are some that like to quote John 3:16, and it's a wonderful verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And a lot of people like to say, see, all you need to do is believe. Well, the Bible tells us the devils believe and tremble, yet they're not going to heaven. And you see, too often we just cut it off at the end of the verse. We don't read the rest of the verses that were in that paragraph, because that same paragraph of John 3:16 goes on up through verse 21. In verses 19 through 21, he talks about men loving darkness rather than light and won't come to the light. See, there are men that say, yeah, I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell, but no, I don't want Jesus to cleanse my sin from me. I like living this life. I like the way I live it. And I want to continue in this evil. I want to continue in this sin. And they realize that they're coming into a commitment with Christ if they get saved. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.